Robot Revealed, written by Bardic Raven and read by Flower Parish as Computron and
Pezax as Bjorn Ruffian.
This is a Fandom for Robots fic, rated for general audiences. Eventually, things become complicated, as they seem to in the human world. Bjorn Ruffian begins to want to meet in person, their online contact no longer enough. Computron doesn't know what to say. Inasmuch as he can be concerned without emotion circuits, he is concerned that meeting with his friend and collaborator in person might damage their friendship irrevocably. It seems all too possible that Bjorn Ruffian, as a human, might not want to continue in friendship with a robot, no matter what the fictional Ciro and Ellison do on the show Hyperdimension Warp Record. This is an outcome that he absolutely does not desire to occur. Inasmuch as he can have desires, of course. He thinks about this over the hours of his day, in between appearances at Robotics Then and Now, and before watching, or rewatching, he has seen each episode multiple times now, another episode of Hyperdimension Warp Record, and again before going into sleep mode at the end of his day. He has not come to any useful conclusions by the time something happens that makes all further thought on the subject quite useless. It takes Computron approximately 3.21 seconds after learning of the existence of the first fan convention for Hyperdimension Warp Record for him to begin to figure out how he can go. The reason it takes such a long time is that he can't quite believe that such a thing is happening, and he takes the extra time to verify that it is, indeed, happening. A convention about his favorite show, inasmuch as he can be said to have preferences and favorites without emotion circuits, where fans will gather to talk about their show and be in the presence of others who love their show too. And it is, in fact, happening. Beginning in 3 months, 2 weeks, 1 day, 8 hours, 53 minutes, and 37 milliseconds, to be precise. After he has confirmed the existence of the convention and the short time it takes to figure out a plan, it is a matter of convincing the director of the Simak Robotics Museum that it will be of benefit to the museum if he were to attend the convention. His resemblance to one of the main characters is mentioned, as is the loyalty of fans to their favorite characters and their tendency to be willing to spend large amounts of money to follow their fandoms, some of which might include a visit and subsequent donation to the Simak Robotics Museum. It is the mention of donations that does it, Computron suspects. Not that it really matters. What matters is they said yes and began making the arrangements for him to go. That evening, Computron returns to his storage room to find a message from Bjorn Ruffian.
Have you heard the news? There's going to be a Hyperdimension Warp Record convention. Are you going?
Yes, I was able to make arrangements today. Are you going?
I haven't made arrangements yet, but I'm going to just as soon as I get paid. Should be by the end of the week. We should plan to meet up. Maybe even do a presentation on our collabs, if they'll let us. You think they'd be interested?
I'm sure they'd be interested. He does not say why he is so sure.
Great. Let's start making plans this weekend.
That will be acceptable. A pause. A long pause. Then, Bjorn Ruffian, we should have a video call before the convention.
Sure. Any particular reason?
There is something you do not know about me. Something that I think you should know. Something that you should know before we meet at the convention.
Ooh, mysterious. When should we do the call?
How about tomorrow night? It is getting late here, and I will need to enter sleep mode soon. As will you.
Sure, same time?
That will be acceptable.
Talk to you then.
Talk to you then. As he signs off and prepares to enter sleep mode, Computron wonders how the call will go. The next day seems to creep by incredibly slowly. Computron keeps checking his chronometer, certain that hours have passed, only to find that mere minutes, and sometimes not even that, have passed since the last time he'd checked. But since the museum is not within the Schwarzschild radius of a black hole, and therefore in a place where time no longer exists, nor yet near the event horizon where time merely creeps slower and slower to that inevitable end, eventually, the time comes for Computron to return to his storage room and have the video call with Bjorn Ruffian and discover what happens next to their friendship. He arrives to find Bjorn Ruffian already there in the chat room, apparently also eager. For whatever reason, Computron does not care to speculate, inasmuch as he can care about anything with no emotion circuits installed, to have this call.
So, what did you want to talk about? I admit, I'm curious. I've been thinking about it all day, wondering what you might have to say. You still want to collaborate on the fan comics, don't you?
Robot fan. I do. Working with you has brought me great enjoyment. If I could feel enjoyment, of course. A long pause, while Computron thinks of what to say. How to admit that they are not and have never been human. That the resemblance that Bjorn Ruffian has seen is far more than pixels on a screen. That there were and are reasons why the technical data was so easy to procure and transmit. Finally, they just type. What else is there to do? The confession might as well be made plainly. Let whatever will happen, happen quickly. Computron believes the human phrase is ripping off the Band-Aid. Do you remember the time when I told you that I was merely a robot?
Yes, you are one amazing role player.
It is not role play. And Computron activates the video stream. Silence. Stretched out long enough that Computron begins to worry, emotion circuits or not.
Can you imagine the cosplay?
With that, Computron relaxes, confident that everything will be just fine. The end.